This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new state grant program will help fund the shift to cleaner vehicles, CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Most cars stay parked most of the time, but not vehicles that are part of a fleet. Think of a delivery van, for example. Those are out all day and create a lot of pollution. So the state wants to help businesses and other entities convert their fleets to electric vehicles. An existing program helps fund vehicle purchases. And a new $7 million program that starts today helps pay for charging infrastructure. Grant awards range from a few thousand dollars to half a million. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Governor Polis has signed new wildfire bills into law. CPR's Paolo Jalcita has more.
Last Friday, 11 bills related to wildfires were signed. Some make it easier for homeowners to rebuild if their home is destroyed in a natural disaster like the Marshall Fire. Others aim to mitigate future wildfires by increasing funding to support essential workers in the field and creating a Wildfire Resiliency Code board. The last bill Governor Polis signed authorized the purchase of a second Firehawk firefighting helicopter for the state for $26 million. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
Colorado's education budget for next year is now official. Governor Polis has signed the $9 billion School Finance Act. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The education budget had strong bipartisan support in the legislature. However, Republicans did fight unsuccessfully to put more funding into education this year by tapping into the state's reserves and wiping out a long-running funding shortfall. Democrats, instead, opted for a more incremental increase with the goal of fully funding schools next year in order to preserve a 15% cash reserve for the future. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has the chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. Around Denver, it's highs in the mid-70s. Grand Junction close to 80 and a little warmer tomorrow. Mountain highs today in the 50s. I'm Mike Lamp. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.